time to dive in to the new mayoral administration here in town. Mayor President Sid Edwards, who was on with us last week, I believe just a couple of hours before swearing in, but half a day before swearing in. Joining us now is Charlie Davis, the CAO. How are you, sir?
I'm doing amazing, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you on here. Glad to be talking about everything that is to come. You and I were just talking during the break. There's a lot of excitement right now. There's a lot of hope and positivity right now.
You know, I've been describing it as if all over the city and the parish, people from all walks of life have rolled out the red carpet for Coach Sid.
Yeah.
I mean, there is an enthusiasm that I can't recall really ever seeing for elected official. I don't say politician. I will say elected official. I mean, this guy has spent his life giving and helping, and his story is, wow. It's like, it'll tug at your heartstrings more than a Hallmark movie. I mean, it's just an incredible big heart that he's had, and there's decade upon decade of consistency. And so it's really just, it's so encouraging and motivating for the staff that we're recruiting to be helping and supporting him.
Walk me through the process. How did you get tagged for your gig?
So I helped a little bit early on, the very early days, you know, of helping to raise some money through the party and other things like that. But mostly, I've just been a community activist for a long time here in Baton Rouge, helping with education reform, helping with criminal justice reform. And so I'd met Coach, you know, a little bit over time, but we weren't personal friends. I got the call after he won the race. I was actually out of town. I was up in Pennsylvania. My son was a finalist for a full scholarship. You know, our oldest is about to fly the coop and go to college. So I was out of town election night and got the call a day or so later to see if I'd be interested in meeting with him and talking about the position. But I felt like it behooves all of us. And for those of you listening, we're recruiting lots of people, coaches, recruiting new police officers. We're recruiting new staff. We really need people, good people, to step up, you know, and help change the future of Baton Rouge.
Well, and when we were when we had Coach on, like, the morning after the Monday after the runoff election, mm-hmm. I was asking him about, you know, transition team and whatnot, and he's still there's going to be a learning curve with a lot of it because he's not a politician by career choice. You see, he's there now. He's technically described as one because he is an elected official. But I was asking about transition team. He said somewhere between 2 is too few and 20 is probably too many. I'm like, oh, we've passed that.
Oh,
we're well past that. But I don't know if this is his mindset, but mm-hmm. he's a football coach, bringing everybody for tryouts and then make cuts later. That would be the football mantra, right?
I'm not sure that's quite how all the different leagues do it, but Coach has a galvanizing and infectious personality.
Yeah.
And people are calling, can I be in this transition team? Can I be in this transition team? Can I help with this project? I have this idea. And we want lots of ideas and lots of people to help executing. So we'll probably keep adding to the transition team as well.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. We've got Charlie Davis, CAO for the Edwards administration, in with us. Okay. CAO plays a different role depending on the mayor president. Mm-hmm. How do you see your role?
My number one goal is to help Coach Sid implement and execute his vision for Baton Rouge, right? And so if you think about what he said on the campaign trail, is he wants to tackle North Baton Rouge. He wants to create really an economic renaissance, but that starts with the basics. It starts with crime and public safety, right? It starts with blight. And so I'm here to support him and help him execute on his vision, and regardless of what that looks like, whether that's helping to fix a department, restructuring a department, reaching out to elected officials around the state and our surrounding parishes, really putting together, increasing the way people work together. Like, there are lots of different programs with similar initiatives not talking to each other in Baton Rouge. Now, we could talk for days, not hours, on all the work that has to be done. But at the end of the day, my responsibility is to help Coach implement his vision for the city.
We have had a problem in this city for some time of having people in two different camps. You've got the naysayers and the cheerleaders. And the naysayers will never acknowledge the good, and the cheerleaders will never acknowledge the warts. How do we go about making sure that both of those camps can be aware of the other side?
That's a great question. I think that it's become a little bit of a cliche to hear our kids say, you know, one day when I leave Baton Rouge. You know, my daughter said that to me a couple years ago, and I was caught off guard. What do you mean one day when you leave Baton Rouge? What are you talking about, right? Where did this come from? And it's an interesting concept where people feel like they're going to grow up here and it was great, but, right? I enjoyed LSU, but, or it was fun, but I have friends, but, and we have to change that. But the part of changing that is not ignoring the problems. It's addressing them head on and fixing them. Look, we have a traffic problem in this city. I'll be honest with you. Except for once every other year when LSU beats Alabama late one Saturday night,
right.
I don't want to sit in traffic. I'm fine that night, you know. Maybe a Saturday in March after the St. Patrick's Day parade, I'll sit in a little bit of traffic. But I don't want to sit in it every day, right? But those are problems that took decades to happen, and they're not going to get fixed in minutes, right? Same. So, but you can't – you have to tackle crime. You have to tackle education. You have to tackle opportunity because they all go together.
How do you pick one? You got to start somewhere, yeah, right?
We're starting with public safety. My first hire was Chief Jeff LaDuff, who is a beloved Baton Rouge citizen, incredible reputation, not just for being effective, but high integrity, high ethics. We started this week with Chief LaDuff and Chief Morse and Coach addressing the brand new cadets at the Baton Rouge Police Academy. Let me tell you, we need a lot more cadets. But once that story hit the air, we were told by Chief Morris that already people have started calling in to see if it's too late to join the police force. And so that's the kind of thing that you're going to see from Coach Edwards, because he is a coach, because he knows how to recruit, he knows how to motivate, he knows how to encourage, he knows how to galvanize people toward a common objective.
Recruiting to the police force is one area of public safety. Mm-hmm. What else is on the map as far as, you know, I mean, not to get too granular, sure, but what else would be the top priorities for helping with public safety?
Recruiting and morale, right? Followed by better integration and better communication between the different cities and the parish. But it starts with more people, and it starts with morale. I think that's the first thing you're going to see, both from the experience that Chief LaDuff has and from Coach Sid Edwards, how much those guys care, and they have decades to back up what they're talking about. And people believe them, and they want to follow them.
I want to follow up interview with Chief LaDuff, mm-hmm, as well, because he was a morale guy. He was a cop's cop, yeah, to be sure. And I believe I read somewhere where his last year on the job, we had 47 homicides, and that's a number that needs to be sought.
Yeah,
because where we're at right now is beyond. It's not livable. We've got Charlie Davidson, the CAO for the Sid Edwards administration. Okay, public safety, the number one priority right now. What's priority number two or 1A?
Closely related to public safety is part of reducing crime in Baton Rouge is building jobs in North Baton Rouge, right? Right. Part of creating jobs in North Baton Rouge is removing blight. In parts of South Baton Rouge, tall grass is considered blight. Your neighbor parks their car in the street instead of the driveway, and people get mad. We have different definitions of blight in different parts of the city, but we have parts of the city where there are drug dealers living in abandoned houses, right? There are substantial problems that prevent economic development, mm-hmm, and prevent grocery stores and prevent new jobs. And so when we talk about repairing crime, we're not just talking about more morale in the police force. That's 1A. We're also talking about changing the economic dynamics in our city so that we have more development, so we have more jobs, so people have, encouragement and hope for their life that they're not attracted to crime.
This is not an overnight problem to fix, obviously. Is, like you said, this, yeah, generations in the making. It's going to take a generation to get the whole way out of it. How on this, you're in the very first chapter, you're in the prelogue at this, you're not even in the first chapter yet. How do you get to...
We're in the preamble.
Yeah. How do you get to where it's not paralysis by analysis? How do you get to where it's not, it's not so overwhelming that folks throw their hands up? Because we've seen that time and again.
It's a great question. Coach and I have talked a lot about the idea that from a business perspective, and I spent most of my career in business, you have to say no to good things so you can say yes to great things. That is really, really challenging. Because we want to substantially change the way Baton Rouge operates. Mm-hmm. We're not here to make it 10% better.
Right. That requires patience.
It requires patience. It requires focus. Mm-hmm. One of the things Coach is great at is getting the right people in the right seats on the bus. It's become a bit of cliche, last 20 or 25 years since Jim Collins first published that book. But it's a blueprint for success. If you don't have the right people, not just the right people, but the right people in the right seats, all going in the same direction, there's nothing that you can get done. The bureaucracy generally eats good people alive, right? Most of the employees, a lot of the employees are great people. They're just sort of hamstrung and handcuffed by the bureaucracy that's grown up over the last 100 years.
Can that be addressed like right out the blocks? I feel like that's something that, I mean, it might take a little bit of time to clean up, but we're heavy on the, you know, on the administrative end.
Nothing in government moves fast as much as you and I would like it to.
Right.
Right. Our job is we're not going to break something unless we know how we're going to put it back together. Right. Like we want to make sure things are steadily getting better while we invest our time and energy on some big wins, focusing on Chief LaDuff, focusing on the police, recruiting new officers, figuring out how to pay them more. All these things are critical things that we have to go first and we have to be focused on. You know, I'll tell you, sort of one of my mental models that I do life by is that everybody lives life on invisible financial escalators, right? Some people in our society wake up over time and they're wealthier almost every day and it compounds. And some people wake up poor every day. And if you're on this, and a lot of that has to do with inflation, not things in Baton Rouge outside of our control, right? Mm-hmm. But still, there are still things we can control here. And so if you're on a downward sloping escalator and you're a little poorer every day, you're mad. You might not be mad at the right person, but you can feel it, even though you can't see it, right? If you live in a neighborhood where your home is not appreciating every year, right? If you live in a neighborhood where you can't pull equity out of your house when you need to start a company, right? If you're not on an escalator that's at least neutral, if not going up, life is really, really challenging.
All right, give us a little bit of a timeline. This is our first of many, many conversations.
Sure,
I know we're almost out of time for right now, but 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And just as what can listeners expect? What can constituents, what can Baton Rougeans expect over those three time periods?
I think people are going to feel better and they're going to start seeing it better. They're going to be motivated. There's going to be a change in the culture of Baton Rouge where people are seeing the numbers get better on crime. They're feeling the fact that their kids are saying, hey, I want to come back to Baton Rouge, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's going to feel a lot better for the citizens.
He is Charlie Davis, the Chief Administrative Officer for Mayor President Coach Sid Edwards. I appreciate you coming in for a couple minutes this morning.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.